Hello, are you okay?
Don't touch me!
Sorry. I'm sorry. Nobody can see anything in here, and I heard you coughing. I wanted to make sure you were all right.
Got the wind knocked out of me or something. I'm fine. Where are we?
Am I gonna have to listen to the same conversation over and over for the rest of my short life? Where are we? What is this place? How did we get here?
Who's that?
That's Cooper. Good news is, he's sobering up. There's a woman, Carolyn, somewhere.
Hi.
There. And I'm Dick.
I'm Jesse. I still want to know...
We don't know where we are. All we know is that it's pitch black and there's no booze.
I have a light. I have a phone.
Jesus, Cooper, you look as bad as you sound.
And you look aptly named, Dick.
It's just a cave?
Careful! Don't go too far. We know there's an edge.
We must be on a precipice. It's huge. But I do see a set of steps.
Ah! There's someone here! Oh God, I think he's dead.
No, he isn't dead. Beat to hell, though.
Five of us, then. So what were the answers to the other questions? How did we get here?
Well, I was blasted.
Blasted?
Like thrown through the air. When one of those pulse cannons... went...
Pulse cannons?
Well, they're something. Do you know what they are? Do you?
No.
Then shut up. Anyway, those things out there took out a building and a chunk of earth right near me. The impact blasted me into the sky and I blacked out for a minute. And I went...
Hey! Ray Bradbury, we live in a city. You see a mountain cave anywhere near where you were?
Well, how else would you explain it?
I don't. That way I don't sound like an idiot.
Well, how do you think you got here, Mr. Cooper?
Oh, I was blasted too. No, really. I knew the end of the world was coming eventually, and I wanted to be good and drunk when it happened. Damn right I was blasted.
Waste your life right up to the end, huh?
It's still going on out there. Whatever it is.
Anyway, it wasn't the first time I blacked out and woke up somewhere strange. First time for a damn cave, though.
I think we're all dead.
Oh, Christ. I got Bradbury to the left and Serling to the right.
What makes you say something like that?
Because I jumped off a 50-story building. How can I be alive?
You did? Really?
Yes.
Why?
The destruction. The people dying. Everyone I knew or loved died this morning. Died in seconds. Why should I have, survived? And what kind of life would... Anyway, I jumped.
We're not dead. I think the truth of it is, we were rescued. Saved. We were all saved. By him.
Don't start in on that son of a... It's because of him this happened. It's because of him, it's all over. Our lives, our world, over. Because of that filthy noble...
Now hold on a minute. He's on our side.
Like hell. We are his pets at best. Oh, it was cute in the beginning. The uniform, flying around, pulling crashing airplanes from the sky. Even I was impressed. But look how it evolved. Look what happened over time. The madman geniuses compelled to take him down. The scourge of the universe on our doorstep settling old scores. Monsters, mutations, giant robots. Any of you remember that crap when we were young? Before he came? Me neither. And look what it finally brought us to today. Pulse cannons, spaceships, flying robots. I don't know what they are, and it don't really matter because it all spells the same thing. The end. He brought this upon us, and he failed to stop it. So...
He saved us.
No, he killed us.
What makes you so sure he saved us, Jesse?
Because that's him right there.
What? No.
I'll be hornswoggled.
Take his glasses off.
God, it is him.
I'll be hornswoggled. What are you doing?
Give me that.
What?
The rock.
What? Why?
Move aside.
Hey, stop it. Stop. Hold on. Come on.
head.
No, he didn't smash his head. His head smashed the rock. He doesn't have a scratch on him.
Why did you do that?
He's waking up.
Why are you whispering?
Where are my glasses?
Here. But you don't need them.
Arden?
We know who you are. We know you're...
No! I'm not.
We just saw Coop smash a boulder over your skull, so...
Clearly, you're...
No! And even if I was, I'm not.
I don't understand.
I get it. Oh, this is great. He's retiring. Pressure too much for you, big guy? Hanging up the cape? Had your way with us? Bored? Bring the end down on us and just walk away?
Will you shut up? We've had just about all of you we can take. Is there something we can do for you?
No. You seem to think you know me. Who are you?
My name's Dick.
I'll tell you what we have here. You've got a tippler, that's me. Cute little girl with a handbag, asks a lot of questions. Trust fund college girl, I'm guessing. A suicidal lonely hearts. And Mr. Nice Guy, probably a churchgoer who's got a thing for little kids.
I don't have to take that from you.
Get off of me!
Stop it!
Do something! Can't you stop them?
Why?
Son, get off! What's the matter, Dick? I get too close to the truth?
You want some more?
Okay, come on. Enough! This is the last thing we need to do at a time like this. Jesus! Why didn't you stop them?
Me?
One of them could have been hurt.
That's not my job anymore.
I told you.
Since when?
Since now. Stopping a fight. That's how it all started.
What do you mean?
When I was young, I stopped a fist fight. First time I actively interfered in any human struggle. I didn't always live in the city. I grew up in a small town. Small towns are very nice. Slower, more agreeable. But there's an evil there too, and it usually has a face everyone knows. Local bully, you know the type. He did it once too often, raised his hand yet again, and I just couldn't stop myself. I grabbed his fist and crushed every bone in it. Told him if he ever raised a hand to anyone, I'd do the same to the other.
Sounds like he deserved it.
Maybe. But a line had been crossed. The feeling I had after was euphoric, righteous. With the torment gone, everyone's life was clearly better. They thrived. Today, I realized that was a mistake.
What? No.
After that first act, within a year I had put out 14 fires, prevented 17 automobile accidents, and 21 random accidents. The year culminated with me stopping a train crash, saving the lives of 273 people, 48 of whom were children.
Wonderful!
You would think so.
What's the catch?
What do you mean?
The train crash was caused by the man whose hand I'd crushed a year before.
Exactly what I was talking about earlier.
Please, who's to say he wouldn't have done that anyway?
Maybe. I didn't think anything of it at the time. I certainly didn't stop.
No, you didn't.
You seem to have an axe to grind with me, Mr. Cooper.
Yeah, I wasn't always married to the bottle. I had a wife, Jennifer, real pretty. She worked in one of them skyscrapers on Fifth. Nothing fancy, receptionist. But it paid okay, and it made her happy. You see where I'm going with this?
I do. And I'm very sorry.
I must be missing something.
Me too. What happened?
When superhuman criminals are thrown through concrete skyscrapers, there's collateral damage. It's a euphemism for crushed by tons of concrete and steel. Collateral damage. I hear those words every time I close my eyes. Christ, I could use a drink.
I'm sorry. It's not the first time I've said that to someone for the exact same reason. I've heard it a lot. News never reports that side of things, do they?
No, they don't.
The numbers never leave my head. Lose 5, save 23. Lose thousands, save millions. Save millions, lose thousands. Save 4, lose 1. Lose 1. Lose everything. And I still mean it. I'm sorry.
Now I feel all better, thank you.
It wasn't your fault. Mr. Cooper, tell him it wasn't his fault.
But it was. Some nights I have these dreams where I was there. Only in my dream I can do what he does. I lift huge steel girders in both hands while my wife runs to safety. I set the girders down, fly over to her, and lift her into the air. I kiss her among the clouds. She's alive! How I do hate waking up.
I'm with Cooper. This guy's a fraud, a selfish—
Carolyn! He just saved your life.
That wasn't his decision to make. But anyway, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about the girl. Once she entered the picture, it all changed for me. Why is she so special that she gets her own guardian angel watching over her all the time? Every robbery, attack, or catastrophe she was at the center of, and there were a lot. He was there to save her? But what about the rest of us? Bad things happen. Bad things happened to me, you know, a few years ago. And where were you? Nowhere. Probably off with her.
Well, you don't have to worry about that anymore.
Leave him alone. Everyone just leave him alone.
Listen to you people. I don't believe what I'm hearing. This man doesn't owe us anything. How dare you? Mr. Cooper, I'm very sorry about your wife. And you too, miss. The city can be an awful place sometimes, an awful place. But at the end of the day, in spite of all his abilities, he's just a man. And you know what his big sin is? He fell in love. First with the human race and then with a woman. He fell in love. Mr. Cooper, if you could have saved your wife and let all those other people die, would you?
Yes. I mean, no.
I'm not really asking for an answer. But you see, it's not an easy decision. Both choices are understandable. Both are right. Both are wrong. So as far as I'm concerned, anything he's done for us is a gift. Something we wouldn't have had otherwise. And anything he didn't do, or that happened outside his control, well, every day is a war, and war always has its casualties. So, sir, if you've had enough, I say thank you for what you've done. Thank you, and we'll leave you alone. Mr. Cooper, something snide to say?
No.
Look, we're here now. Let's figure out what we're gonna do.
Agreed.
What can we do? We can't possibly fight those things out there.
We have to think about what our options are.
Easy. We have 3 choices. Run, fight, or rot.
I don't want to rot.
Yeah. You know what I keep thinking about? My shop.
Designer clothes.
Automobile repair. But it seems like a good place to shoot for.
How so?
A number of reasons. It's got a concrete basement for one, so it's secure. Would be a good place to assess the situation. There are tools and supplies and weapons or means to make them if we choose to fight. If we can fight. And there are plenty of cars around if we want to try and make an escape.
Wish we had my car. 69 Pontiac GTO. Son of a bitch runs like lightning.
You're kidding. 69 GTO? I have the exact same car.
No.
I swear to the good Lord.
What color?
Starlight black, yes. Well, gosh dang, if I'd have known that, I wouldn't have hit you so hard.
You didn't.
Yeah, right.
That particular model keeps my shop in business. Worst money pit ever.
Well, yeah.
I think it's a good idea, going to your shop. It sounds like a start. What I'm worried about is that we'll be out in the open, exposed. Those airships or whatever they were everywhere.
But what made me think of it, actually, is that it's less than 100 yards from the subway stop. So those steps over there are man-made. This cave might lead to subway tunnels. And if it does, we can make our way across town without being seen.
Sounds like a plan.
Agreed. Let's get a move on.
You're all going back out there?
We have to. We can't just sit here.
You'll die.
Maybe.
We'll die fighting.
Against overwhelming odds, and with nothing in your possession, you're going to go and face something that just destroyed most of the life on this planet?
Well, when you put it like that, you bet your ass we are.
And you never know. We may not be as weak as they think. And they might not be without their vulnerabilities. We have to try.
Never cease to amaze me, truly. 1 minute ago, you were frightened and at each other's throats. Now you're going to go try to save the world as a team, setting aside your differences. It's inspiring. I mean that. I made the right choice.
What choice?
Save four. Lose one.
Save four, lose one? Were the four? Who's the one you didn't save?
Oh, no.
You saved us instead of her? I don't know what to say.
No, I said all those things. Oh, God, I'm so sorry.
No. Don't apologize, no. I think if she were here, that she'd be happy I made the choice I did. Your actions honor her. She fought alongside me, you know, in her way. And we both fought for people like you. For this spirit right here. So, thank you.
What are you going to do?
I'm going to sit here for a while.
Okay.
Maybe in a little while, I could come and join you. Help you out, if you want.
That would be super.
Super Bad Day is a production of Earbud Theater, written and directed by Casey Wolf, edited and mixed by John Costello, produced by Casey Wolf, Aaron Drown, Mac Torluccio, Nicholas Thurkettle, and Brandon Coluccio, with the assistance of the University of Texas in Los Angeles program. The cast in order of appearance: Liza Wilk is Jesse, Matthew Reynolds as Dick, Jim McCaffrey as Cooper, Tosca Minato as Carolyn, and Jeffrey Cannata as The Man. Sound effects courtesy John Costello and freesound.org. The music used in this episode, Fanfare for Space, is courtesy of Kevin MacLeod. Thank you for listening to Earbud Theater. If you like what you hear, feel free to write us a review on iTunes and share with your friends. Now, if you'll excuse me, I need to find a way out of this cave.